What you see and what you hear depends a great deal on where you are standing. It also depends on what sort of person you are. C.S. Lewis. There is a children's song called Oh Be Careful, Little Eyes by Cedarmont Kids, and I was paying attention to the lyrics and it caught my attention on the importance of being so careful about what we see and what we hear because of what we are seeing and hearing is shaping our thinking. Oh be careful little eyes what you see. Oh be careful little ears what you hear. Oh be careful little mind what you think. It is written in Philippians 4:8-9, words of encouragement to living in harmony and unity. An exhortation from Apostle Paul is to always think on these things. Keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable and admirable, beautiful and respectful, pure and holy, merciful and kind. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Praising Him always. Keep putting into practice. Then the God of peace will be with you in all things. A prayer from Psalm 19:14, TPT, may the words of my mouth, my meditation thoughts, and every movement of my heart be always pure and pleasing, acceptable before your eyes. My only Redeemer, my Protector God, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. Matthew 6:22, NLT, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Romans 12:2, NLT. Slow fade. By casting crowns. Be careful little eyes what you see. It is the second glance that ties your hands. As darkness pulls the strings. Be careful little ears what you hear. When flattering leads to compromises. The end is always near. The journey from your mind to your hands is shorter than your thinking. Be careful if you think you stand. You just might be sinking. People never crumble in a day. It is always a slow fade.